T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I was speaking with the dean of the School of Management at UB, and he basically said he could see a future in which companies really don't spend as much on office space. And I wanted to reach out to you to see if you have a similar opinion and where you see kind of commercial space moving toward in the future.
Well, it's going in kind of two directions, Brendan. One is that just as the dean says, that companies are just saying we don't need as much space anymore because X percent of our staff will be working from home or working remotely in one way, shape, or form indefinitely. So why have the space? And that's that. And there's even doubling up going on where people will, an employer will say, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, you guys come into the office, and Wednesday and Friday, the other group comes in and you share space. Cleaned in between times. So there's kind of that school of thought that says we don't need as much space, and the space we do need, we can cut back and dump with the same number of people, just doubling up and having people work remotely 50% of the time or whatever. The other school of thought is that I'd like our people back, and we understand the importance of some more distance, and so we're going to actually need more space. And this is something that we're hearing happening in New York City, for example, because they want people to feel safe coming back to work. At the same time, they want them back in the office. And it's a very interesting dilemma that we're facing right now. And a lot of it has to do with the fear factor, how comfortable people are just being around other people. We all thought that the vaccination would change all that we all of a sudden feel comfortable, but there seems to be two groups of people forming out there right now. One is that says, I want to go back to my office, I want to go back to normal, I want to do things I was doing before, I enjoyed them, and I've got the vaccination, why shouldn't I? And the other one is saying, I don't care, there's somebody out there who isn't vaccinated, and I don't want to take a chance of either giving him something or her something, or worse yet, picking up something from them and taking it home to my family. So I don't know. And the quote, the science of all this seems to keep changing, what's safe and what isn't safe. And even by whole states, we're seeing very normal situations, for example, in Texas and Florida. And if you look at the occupancy in the office space there, it's coming back, the actual physical occupancy. So I'm not so sure if we're the rule or the exception here in New York State in terms of how fast or how slow we're coming back to anything resembling normal. But I don't think the normal will ever look like it did in the past. I think it's going to be new and perhaps better. Who knows?
Do you, with the necessity of going to remote workforce, at least a majority of the workforce being remote because of the pandemic, and it actually working in a lot of cases, most cases, do you foresee companies not spending as much money on commercial space in the future? Maybe not right now, because it's kind of a weird time right now. I feel like there's a lot of people who want to get back just to see people in general. But say a couple years down the line, when we're removed from this pandemic and life is kind of back to normal, but people still want the flexibility of working from home. They don't want to have to get up and travel to a physical office space. Do you see office space being something, the investment in office space decreasing over the next few years or so?
I think there will be an awkward period of time here for a few years when that all shakes out, Brendan. I think there will be definitely rethinking of offices. It's taking place. It's been taking place for over a year now. I remember day one, we had to rethink immediately. 54 offices, we had to figure out what to do with them all. And we've redesigned, we've reconfigured, we've shrunk some space, we've added some space in other places. So there's no question, though, overall, what you're saying is probably going to be true. There will be, if you take exactly the same number of workers and exactly the same industries, there will be some shrinkage in office space, no question about it. But I'm not sure how fast that will happen, because you've got leases. These leases go on for years in some cases, and landlords aren't so happy just to walk away from these things. So there's going to be negotiation going on. It's already going on. And there's going to be a lot of creative thought going into how to repurpose these office buildings in the eventuality of much less office space demand.
Yeah, that was going to actually lead me right into my next question. If companies are less focused on centralized workspaces like in cities, what becomes of cities like New York City, where a lot of their buildings are dedicated to office space?
That's a very good question. And there's a lot of people with a lot invested in real estate that are trying to figure out the answer to that. I think it boils down to really one thing, at least in my mind. I think knowledge workers, people that really their livelihood depends on how well they think and how well they can implement strategic direction, et cetera. Those people, I think, need offices. I think they need interaction with other human beings in kind of a concept that Nicky Hopkins at the Jacobs Institute, for example, talks about in terms of collisions, where you just by bumping into people, just by seeing them in the same space, sharing of thoughts, concepts people are working on, that kind of thing can't be duplicated in Zoom. So there will be, I think, a segment of our population that will always need that kind of, not just the social piece of it, but the business piece of it. Those people will continue to have high demand for physical space working together. The technical side, where there's a function is largely done digitally or via some other form of communication, or simply where somebody can work independently, there may be never a need for them to go back to the office as they did, or at least not on a full-time basis. So the net of that will be, in my mind, less demand for office space for the most part, which means that cities where the office predominant concentration of office space exists, the nature of cities will change. Who knows? Perhaps they'll be repurposed as residential space. Perhaps they'll be repurposed in some other form. Retail is also going to be problematic going forward, so not to mention hospitality. So there are various segments of the retail world, the retail industry, the real estate industry, that I think are going to be significantly impacted for the long run.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.